Hebrews chapter 2. Therefore, we ought to pay more earnest attention to the things that we've heard, so we won't ever let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was solid, and every transgression and disobedience received a proper punishment, how shall we escape if we neglect such great salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed to us by those who heard him, God also bearing them witness with signs and wonders, and with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will? For he hasn't put the world to come in subjection to the angels about which we speak. But someone in a certain place testified, "What is man that you are mindful of him, or the Son of Man that you visit him? You made him a little lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor, and did set him over the works of your hands. You put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that hasn't been put under him. But now we don't yet see all things put under him, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, so that he, by the grace of God, would taste death for every man. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For he that sanctifies and those who are sanctified are all of one, which is why he's not ashamed to call them brothers, saying, I will declare your name to my brothers in the church, I'll sing praise to you. And again, I'll put my trust in him. And again, see, I and the children God has given me. So since the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, so that through death he would destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and give deliverance to those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For truly, he didn't take on himself the nature of angels, but he took on himself the descendancy from Abraham. So in all things it was necessary for him to be made like his brothers, so that he would be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to strengthen those who are tempted.